Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amudah Torah Award her of Aaron Sorcher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Me'ilah Daf Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. So yesterday in the bottom of the Faze and the Beats, Me'ilah D'Rabbanan, there's no Chiv Chaymesh. We spoke about two different drachim. Why? Rashi and Tesis. Stam there's a Tzekula, or because there's no Chiv Karbon. We'll put in that before in the Gemara. However, the Raivin in Teres Koyanim, Dibur D'Chayva, Perak Chof, Halacha Ches, Raivin says, Me'ilah D'Rabbanan is Chayiv Karen V'Chaymesh. It's only potter from a Karbon, but it's Chayiv Karen and Chaymesh. Chatois HaMetzis, says the Ravid, there's no Me'il, even Midrabanan. So then you pay Keren and not Chaymesh. But, and things that have Me'il Drabanan, then you pay Keren V'Chaymesh. It's Mamish Keneged Arsugya. Arsugya says there's no Chaymesh, and Chatois HaMetzis, if he's ever be Patra Legamri. So Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau, and his Peir Shem the Rasag, and I say Kuf Mem Zayin, and Devi Maschal Omnam, says the Rav had a different gersh in our Gemara. And if the Rav is gersh that Kufu was the chod the Gemara was making. The Gemara says that kachim, that other kachim shemesu, like Shechitas Dorim, are more chomer than Chatois HaMesis. The question is for which din? If you are here, so the chilek is that other kachim shemesu have Keren. Chatois HaMesis are not chayv in Keren. If you derive it, everything is chayv in Keren, and then Afkamina is klabe the chi of chaymesh. The Gemara that there's no me'ila even midrabanon chatois hamesis. It's the pashas of our sugya. Before in our sugya, and that's tesis, and later on in daf yudalef and mitbeis says this, that there's no me'ila even midrabanon, like before it quotes our Gemara. There's no me'ila even midrabanon. In the Raivid that we just quoted, in Olam it's Mavur, there's no Me'ilah Midrabanan by Chatois HaMesis. However, Rashi, later on in the beginning of the third Perek, and Av Yudah Mebeiz, even Maschah V'loinenin, says Rashi, there's Me'ilah Midrabanan by Chatois HaMesis. The Pella, connected the Sugi by us. So the Tzayim Kachim, by us, answers that it's true that the Makshin learned Pshat in the Mishnah, There's no me'ila even midrabanan, and the Gemara's teretz went kafi the das in the makshin, but that's not mukhrof that that's shown in the Mishnah. You could learn in the Mishnah that there's an me'ila midrabanan, and it's not shared off from chatois hamesis. So we can hold that way halacha lemaisa. There is an me'ila midrabanan by chatois hamesis, and just the Gemara here is going out this way. So Maisa is meduig this way in Rashi. Rashi did maschav olay me'ila, and Rashi says. Afilu midrabanan, da leka lemeimar lo imoy lemi daraisav moy lemi drabanan. Lo mitzritz lemeimar hochi. It's not maturit. It's not good to say that this pshat in the Mishnah. Meaning, it's a possibility of pshat in the Mishnah, but the Makshin held that it's not so mashma in the Mishnah. Kapana, leave the MS, we could say this pshat in the Mishnah. What's the makar to say this? I don't know. Meaning, well, why should we assume that there's another mahalach in the Mishnah besides what our Gemara says in the Mishnah? It's a rechbir. But Akobanim Zam Mukhoch in the Gemara Mamish, this is the Pshat of the Mishnah, Libra the Emes. Another point about Chatois HaMesis here, it's Mavur and Rashi by us, the Sugya, that Isra no Mavchat HaMesis Drabon. Kind of the Gemara here holds, the Pshat of the Mishnah is, there's no Me'ila even Midrabonon. So the Mishnah means, there's Loinen in Midrabonon. Loinen in Bechlo. There's no me'ila at all bechatoisa meisus, and therefore the loy nenin means that's usher to be nenin midrabanan, but midaraisa, one could be nenin from chatoisa meisus. Also in Rabbeinu Gershom here, it's mavur this way. And also Rashi in Tzmura and Dafchavez and Aleph, and Rashi in Menachos and Dafdalav and Medbez, and all these places mavur and Rashi that the Israel no bechatoisa meisus is drabanan, and midaraisa, it's mutzer der hano. We mentioned yesterday that Reb Chaim was held that by Kachem Shemesu, there is an Isra Midaraisa, even though there's no Me'ila, but there's still an Isra Kodesh Midaraisa. It's Mefurash and Rashi and Kiddushin and Teis and Zvachim. There's an Isra Hanah Midaraisa by Kachem Shemesu. So, in King, what's the difference between Kachem Shemesu and Chatai Samesis? We see that a carbon that can't be Mekayim its din, Mitzarecha by Kachem Shemesu, we see that it has an Isra Midaraisa. And Mechatez Amesis, we see that does not have an Isra. So the Briskurov in Stencil, in Erech and Dafei, and in Zohar and Daf Samech Zayin, says the Briskurov that there's different. Because there's an Ibur, because you have to get rid of the Chatez Amesis. So that's Mafkir the Kedusha. True, they're still called Kodesh, but the Isra Kodesh that they have, it no longer applies. Because there's a din to get rid of them, dafka. The Kachin Shemesu, there's no chivis dikadin what you have to do. Just, we can't do anything with them. So, maybe nothing's mafkiya their kedusha. Shenking by chatoyas amesos, but there is a din chiyuvi what to do with them to get rid of them. So that's mafkiya their kedusha, and therefore they don't have an Isra deraisa. Yeah. This Indian about Isra not deraisa by chatoyas amesos, there are those that hold that there is an Isra deraisa by chatoyas amesos. In the Tshuva Sarid, because there is an Isra Deraisa. We spoke about this in the Shir on Tmur Daf Chav Gimel. You can listen over there. More Mar Mekoymes in the Indian of Isra Deraisa Mechata Isra Mises. Oh. We now come to the Vayter in the Gemara. The Gemara has a question on Rabbah. Eser Yisif of Rabbah, Chodem Igoy Chodem, Chodem Igoy Chodem. That we see that by Yishinay Mokum, by the Oilat Sa'oif, It's not mitanei begadim abeis sabliya, which means that it's called psula b'kodesh, and anything which is psula b'kodesh is m'ala lo yeri. So what then shechitas darim l'fi rabba, which is also a shinei makom, it should be m'ala lo yeri, and that's its yufshan rabba. That's the gemara. So from over here, the gemara compares the shinei makom by ola sa'if to the shinei of tzafen and darim. In Tais earlier, Tais and Afez and Mabez, Tais brought the opinion of the Ri that they're Chalukim. There's a difference between them. Because the Shinei Makom on the Mizbeach is only the Mizbeach Atzmai, it's considered less of a Shinei Makom than the Shinei between Tzofan and Dara. So the Ri learned the Gemara there on Afez and Mabez. If you tell them Lamaila, Shinei Makom, Lamaila, Ulam the Shani the Mizbeach. The Shinei which is only on the Mizbeach itself, it's not such a big Shinui. And the din is in Mololo Yeri, even if you wrap up. Shein gain by Dorim, which is Shinui Mokum entirely, so then it's in Mololo Yeri. That was the Malach of the Ri, and Rabbeinu Perek there in Taisus is Tamei on the Ri from our Gemara. Our Gemara is Mefurish, that the Gemara compares the Shinui in the Mizbeach to a Shinui in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Tzorchi and Gadol Das, the sheet of the Ri, how explained to our Sugya. Al Kopanim, the Gemara here is comparing the Shinui Mokim to the Oila Saif to the Shinui of Shechitas Dorim. So today's in Zvachim and Daf Pei Dalet has a Bam Kasha and Arsugya that the whole dinner we find by Rabbah that Shechitas Dorim is a Mala Yerid. It's only a Shinui in the beginning of the Aveda. Shechitas Dorim, when you're coming to Lechatzil to Mekadesh the Korban. So then if it's done with soul, then it's not Niskadish. That's the sugya. But Shenkin, when the original avoivas are done with kashrus, and then you mess up in the zrika, for sure it's a malalo yeri. The rabbi didn't speak about that. That's all zrika shlokim kaima, even if you have the zrika shlokim kaima, is lavkim a kaima dami. For sure the din is that it's a malalo yeri. Because the beginning of the avoivas of the carbon were done with kashrus. So Meila asks Taisus, right? Before in the Gemara in Zvachim, and Daf Samech Vav. This Mishnah by Malik by El Asaif is referring to that you're Mishan in the Makim of the Mitzui. The Malika was done in the right place, and only the Mitzui did you do it in the wrong place. Mitzui is like Zrika. To Imkain. Why should Rabbah hold here Mala Yerid? Here Rabbah agrees that it's a Mala Lo Yerid. And it's not a steer to the Klal of Rabbah. Rabbah was talking when you messed up in the Shechita. Here, by El Asaif, you did the Malika Kechshar, Kilchasai, and you messed up in the Mitzui. So why is that comparable to Shechita Zorah? The Bam Kash of Tesis in Zvach. Tesis wants to say a tremendous chiddush mikoyach this kasha, that it's not enough that the first avodah was done by hechsher to make it psula b'kodesh. Always we need the first two avodahs to be done by hechsher in order to make it imalo lo yered and make it psula b'kodesh. So when Rabbah says that shchitas darim is teired, it's lav dafka shchitas darim teired. Who had in shchitas tzofa in the kabbalas darim is also teired lefi Rabbah. You always need two avodahs to be done by hechsher. In order that should be psula b'kodesh. The Nailus says Tosfos, that's why the Gemara asked from Oif. It's true by Oif, you're Mishana only in the Mitzui, not in the Malika. But the Gemara compares that to Shinoi Makoim of Dorim. Because even when the second Avod was done by Psul, it's also considered that the carbon was not Iskadish enough. And therefore, there's going to be aim psula b'kodesh and it's yerid. So, you need always a second avodah by a behema. Second avodah is kapala. By an oif, the second avodah is mitzui. But if the carbon is nisal in one of the first two avodahs, then the din is in yerid. If you rabba when there's a psul makim, that's why the Gemara asks in rabba from mitzui el asoif. That's the malach of tesis. Taiz there has questions on this. Taiz Lamais is Chazer. Taiz says it really always it's enough with one Avodah, that Shechita itself, to be done by Kashrus, to make it that it's a Malo Yerid. Why did the. So, okay, what's the Gemara's question from Mitzu? Says Taiz that Mitzu is similar to Shechita. Because by Mitzu, you're Loshin Taizis. You're squeezing it out, you're taking out the blood from the bird itself. So it's similar to Shechita. And in the Indian of the Avodah of Shechita, like Rashi says in Zvachim Daf Yod Gimel, and in Menachas Daf Yod Gimel, Indian of the Avodah of Shechita is to separate the dam, which is the Chilek Avoya, from the rest of the Korban. That's the Indian of Avodah of Shechita. So today he says, by Zevach, it's all accomplished, the Shechita itself. So then the dam comes out on its own. By an Oifer, you need Mitzui to squeeze out the blood, so it's not completed. Avodah Shechita until the Avodah of Malika until you do Mitzvah. However, Rashi and Tesis by Yotz and Me'ila, they explain the Gemara Kipshutai, that the Mishnah is referring to Shuna b'Malika. So then it's a direct question on Rabbah. Malika is for sure similar to Shechita. So you see Shuna b'Makom in the first Avodah already makes it in. It's still enough to make it Imalo Yerid, and that's a question on Rabbah. So in our sugya, that's very glat. But what do they do with the sugya in Zvachim? Sugya in Zvachim is mefurish. The Mishnah is referring to shinoi b'mitzui. So the shita here in Oisir Tess, shame the marap, answers the shita. And the sugya in Zvachim said the Mishnah was talking about shinoi b'mitzui to answer a different question. Opinion of Rabbi Yeshua there in Zvachim is that in Eilat Ha'if, which you're mishane in the Malika, you do it Kimaisa chatos, makim chatos, l'shem chatos. Nimshechas v'nasis oyla soif, and there's no me'ila in it. Fascinating sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara asks, how come this mishnah it's mavur moel and boy? How you did it l'shem chatos v'makim chatos u'l'maisa chatos? So why is there me'ila? Answers the Gemara that we're talking about shinoi b'mitzui, but the malika was done kilchase. And if Yeshua only says it's in the Vanim Sheches, when the Psul is there, Mishas Malika. That's a sugya there in Zvachim. So says the Shita, so the Gemara there wasn't saying that the only way to learn the Mishnah is is talking about Shina B'mitzui. This chilek of the Mishnah of Moilin Boy has to be talking about Shina B'mitzui. But the other chilek of the Mishnah, that Adam Tam got him a Beis Abliya, that could be referring to both Shina B'mitzui or Shina B'malika. That's the teretz of the Shita. We have two ways to learn the sugya here. We have one way is a Taisan Zvachim going with the sugya and Zvachim and Dasa Mechvav, talking about Shina B'mitzui. Taiz asks, why do we compare that to Shinui B'Shchita? First, Malach HaTaisu wants to say that we always need two Avoidas to make it Psula B'Kodesh. Second, Herz HaTaisu is to say that Mitzui is similar to Shchita, K'shememata U'moiti Dami Guf Ha'oif. And Rashi Taiz Vayas learned Arsuki Kipshute that it's talking about Shinui B'Malika. Just to mention that Rashi and Daf Beis and Beis says that the Din of Rabba is talking about whether you shechta bedarim or you shechta betzafen and you mekabel dam bedarim. It's a tremendous chiddush of Rashi that Rabba is talking about also shinu bekaboa. There's no echreich in the sugya. It would have been gishmak to say that Rashi goes with Taisus and Tzvachim. Taisus was mechir from Argamar here in Daf Gimel, but you always need two avoidas. So may the Rashi held who adin if you shechta betzafen and you mekabel bedarim. Also, the din would be that it's imala yeri. However, Rashi l'shitasi doesn't work. Rashi the Maisi here in Daf Gimel explains the Gemara's question from Shinui B'Malika. So, how does it work with the Gemara in Zvachim? We mentioned the Shita before, but Akoponim Rashi the Maisa learns Shinui B'Malika. It's Mashman Rashi that by Shinui B'Mitzui the din is imala lo yerid. Akoponim, there's no right from the Gemara here. The Gemara could be talking about it's talking about Shinui B'Malika. So you have no makar from the Gemara Lafi Rashi to say that you need the second avodah to make it psula b'kodesh. One more point about this: the Briskarov in Sefer in Hilchos Psula Mekdashim, page 90, Briskarov there has a chiddush that the din of mitzui oila soif, it needs to be lamayla b'mizbeach, is different than the regular din of zrikas dam that has a specific place in the mizbeach. Normally, the din of the Zerika that has a specific makoim, and uchatas ha-behema lamala, all other korbanos ha-behema lamata, by all those other dinim, it's a din where the dam has to get to on the mizbeach. It's the makoim ha-goas ha-dam le-mizbeach. Hashengen, the din of mitzui olas ha-oif, says the Briskarov, is not a din ha-goas ha-dam le-mizbeach, where the dam reaches, rather to where the avodah is being done. So then, in how to do the avodah, the makom, the kviyas makom of the avodah. So the Rav there brings a raya from our sugya. The Gemara by us compares mitzui oilas ha'oif to shchitas dorim. Kviy the pashtus of the sugya in Zvachim Tanach Vav. The raya of our Gemara is from mitzui and not from malika. Not like Rashi takes by us, but rather like Tosfos in Zvachim takes on. The sugya in Zvachim Tanach Vav that Gemara by us was comparing mitzui oilas ha'oif to shchitas dorim. Ask the Briskarov, what's the connection with Chlal? Harishchitas dorim is in the kviyas makom of the avoda. He did it somewhere else, so it's not in the right hechsher makom. That's why Rab holds that it's commanded to chankin and dami. But that's not at all comparable to mitzui oilas ha'oif. Mitzui oilas ha'oif. If we won't do like the yitzayim of the Rav, all it is din in egiya makom of mizbeach, makom ha'gos adam lemizbeach. But it's not even in the kviyas makom of the avoda. And more so says the Rav. Right, if by mitzvah elas oif we say that shaloi b'mekoymai k'mekoymai dami, so it's a zriga which works for kapara, then avada we don't say that it's command nechan kinun dami. Avada it's not like killing the whole carbon. Right, it's a kiyum kapara in the carbon. Elamai it's muchach in our gemara that by mitzvah elas oif we do not say that kevin shigia dam lemizbeach nes kapara b'ayl because it's a kviyus makom in the avoda. And that's what the Gemara compares it to Shchitas Dorim. Marla Maitza, because of this question, the Gemara says, Yufta de Rabba, we have a Kashan Rabba, and Maitza, we have no answer, and Allah is like Rav Yosef. What happened after the Tiyufta and Rabba? Did Rabba change his mind? Or did Rabba still hold of his Shita? Just, he had a question on himself. In Taisin Zvachim, Nafsam Mechesim and Beis, Taisin says, that Shchitas Dorim, Rotolomer b'me'ilah Tereid, So he says that we thought to say Rabbah originally held that Lefir of Shimon Shechitas Darim is Teirid. Tavur and Teisvis, and all this was a Havamina. In truth, it's not really the Pshat in Rabbah. Rabbah then changed his mind. And Rabbah agreed to Rav Yosef that the din is at Loi Teirid. But originally, Rabbah held this way. That's before in Teisvis there in Zvachim Tanaches. So more before she takes in Zvachim Peidalad. Loi Hoye Choshvei Psula Bakoydesh the Rabbah Ad Oitzvei Rav Yosef. Until Rav Yosef shlugged him up, Rabbah held that it's not called Psula Bakoydesh. It means after Rav Yosef shlugged him up, then Rabbah agreed to Rav Yosef. That's before in these two tastes in Zvachim. However, the Rosh in Bav Metzia, Perakelu Metzia, Simin Yud Zayin, the Rosh there deals with the klal of when, if halachas like Rav Yosef connected Rabbah. Normally the halachas like Rabbah connected Rav Yosef, except a few places that the Gemara delineates. It asks the Rosh, why did they not mention also Shechitas Darim? That the halachas like Rav Yosef. There's a Tiyuftan Rabbah, so we should mention this as one of the cases when the halacha is like Rav Yosef connected Rabbah. The Rosh has a few answers to this question. One of them, he says, is because there's a Tiyuftan Rabbah, so it's not mentioned as a case when the halacha is like Rav Yosef connected Rabbah. It's part of the halacha is like Rav Yosef connected Rabbah. So it's mashma the whole Rosh that Rabbah was not Chazer. Rabbah still held that the din is Teirid. If Rabbah was Chazer, then we would not mention it as one of the cases that the Allah is like Rav Yosef connected Rabbah. Or even Rabbah himself agrees that the Allah is Teirid. Elamai, Rabbah still held of his Shita. There's a Kasha in Rabbah. But Rabbah still held of his Shita. And that's why the Rosh held that it should be mentioned as one of the cases that the Allah is like Rav Yosef connected Rabbah. We now come to the Sugya of Kaltua Mechitzais. The Rebbe Lazar. It's a difficult sugya, both here and in Zvachim Dav Kuf Chaf. L'maisa, according to Rashi, these are two different sugyas. Sugya here in Zvachim and sugya in Zvachim Kuf Chaf. Taisa says they're the same sugya. We're not going to get into all the pratim here, a lot of cheshbainis, but let's deal with the sugya as it is by us here in Me'ilu Dav Gimel. Mar says Rebbe Lazar had a suffik by Oilas Bamas Yachid that you brought into the Bama Gedoyla, the Bama Sibur. And then you shechted it v'darim. Now there's a katua mechitzais, and you needed to shecht it v'tzafe. But instead you shechted it v'darim, and it was pasul. And then it went up to the mizbeach. Is it ala yerid or ala lo yerid? That was a suffix of Rebbe Lazar. So the Gemara says, obviously it was pashut in that a normal case of shechitas darim was either yerid or lo yerid. And he's only clearing here in this specific case. He's in the normal case, it was either Pashtim like Rab or like Rav Yosef. Lamar says, Svaras, why would be either he held like Rab and he's mistapik over here, or he held like Rav Yosef and he's mistapik over here. So, but the Tzadik Gemara says that even if that could be that Rav Lazar always holds like Rab, that normally Shechitas Darim is Yerit. There, because the Mechitza Ketikna Pasla. Because the Mechitza is Ketikna, because there's this kaddish to be in oila in the Beit Hamikdash, so this mechita creates a psul. Hashem came by us where it's a mechita shaloike tikna, it does not pass. Why is this mechita shaloike tikna? Hare, Rabbi Lazar holds that by kachet b'magdana that you brought into the b'magdala, it's katua mechitzas, it becomes kachet b'magdala. So in what way is it a mechita shaloike tikna? It should be no different whether you lechatchila makdish it for the Bama Gdaila, or you makdish it for Bama Ktana, and you brought it into the Bama Gdaila and katua mechitzais. Hainu hach. The same thing. So, lechay was mucha in this Gemara, Yisayid, that by kachay Bama Ktana, that katua mechitzais in the Bama Gdaila, it's not the pshat that it becomes a cheftza of kachay Bama Gdaila. Le'olam, it stays as kachay Bama Ktana. B'yisoid k'dushasai, it's still kachay b'maktana. It gets certain dinim from the b'magdala. Gets the din ha'krova b'foyal, like the b'magdala. But b'cheftza, it's still called kachay b'maktana. That's a charem of war here in this Gemara. So therefore, it's considered a mechitza shalaike tikna biyachas to kachay b'maktana, because it's not the chefs of the kedusha that it is, which is b'maktana. This is not the right mechitza for it. The Mikdash David in the Simin Chof, the end of Sifkat and Gimel, is already aiming in this Chakira Bikitzer of what the din of Katua Mechitzas. The Mikdash David there declares by Oilas Bamas Yochid that you brought it into the Bamak Doyle and now it's Katua Mechitzas. Does the Or go to Kayanim? Because the Oilas Bamas Yochid, the Or goes to the Bailim, born the Tesefta, because there's no Kayan in a Bama. Now that you brought it to the Bamak Doyle, and you need a kohen, does the or go to kohen? What's the suffix, Haray? If it's now to kachay b'magdala. Says the Mikdash David that after only the gabi dini hakrava, the din is that it becomes a kachay b'magdala. The way you're makrivit is the way you're makrivit in a b'magdala. Chazav is shaykh, has din befoil of hakrava of kachay b'magdala. Shein kain, the or going to kohenim, which is din in mominus, din in chashimishpat. Did the Kayhanim get the R? After that, it did not come like Kachay Bamagdala. It did not become like Kachay Bamagdala. We're led in the Mikdash David here at this point that it didn't change Bechepza to become Kachay Bamagdala. It's still Bechepza, Kachay Bamagdana. Just what? Just, it gets Dine HaKrava of the Bamagdala. It's Mach to this Mahalach, also from the Gemara in the end of Zvachim, the Kuf Chav. We're there in the Gemara and Rashi, that a korban of Bama Gdoila, which you bring in a Bama Ktana, so it still has a dinim of Bama Gdoila. Where there's mavur that kachay Bama Ktana can be brought by Laila. But if you're makdish it to Bama Gdoila, even though you actually shecht it in a Bama Ktana, it still has a dinim of a Bama Gdoila that it needs yoim and not Laila. So here we definitely see a smach to say that it's bechefta. Still stays the original carbon for what it was hooked ash for. That's the tchilas of our sugya. That kachay b'maktana, that katua mechitzas, so called the chefza of b'magdel. Why should this be a svar legabe, then if ola yerid or ola yerid? Why should that be enough kamina? So the zefer yege or arye, from Arye Pomeranchik, who wrote the Imek Bracha and the Teretz Rayim. So he also wrote a sefer Yege Arye, which he wrote when he was young, Bimei Churfoy, and numerous mesechtas, Haruzan, a few mesechtas. So he has there on Meila. He explains the pshat is in our Gemara that really there are two dinim in Shchitas Tzofen. One is a din chiyuvi that one has to shecht b'tzofen, and therefore if you shecht the bedarim, you are not to mekayin in the mitzvah, and the din of Shechitas Tzofein. That's one aspect. There's another aspect which is a positive psul, that Dorim is the wrong place, and it's a chivistik psul, positive psul that the korban was shechted improperly. He brings the makor to this that the Rambam brings down the din of Shechitas Dorim twice. Rambam writes in Perakei of Maitar Karbonis, Ein shech nekachi kachim, ein kabin hazamin el abat tzofein. It's the din how to bring a kachay kachay. And the Rambam also writes in Perek Aleph of Sulei Mukdashim, Shoshachar Badorim Pasol. Shechitas Dorim is Pasol. The fact that Rambam splits up in two different halachas says the Yege Aryeh, that one is a din you need to shecht in the Tzofe. The shecht in the Dorim, you were not mekayin the din Tzofe, and that's why it's Pasol. But there's another psul, a direct psul, called Shechting Badorim. Just like Shechitas Pigel Pasols and Shechitas Chata Shalei Lashma Pasols, so to Shechitas Darim also Pasols. Those are the two dinim in Shechitas Darim, says the Yege Aryeh. Mainly says Givaldik. Says that the din of Katua Mechitas of Kachay B'Magdala only makes it that it got the din of had to be Makrivit. So it's a Makrivit like Kachay B'Magdala and therefore needs Shechitas Safin. So you Shechit B'Darim, it's Pasol because it was not Miskayim. Shechita Sofri. That's the psul. But the direct psul of Shechita's Dorim, which is like Shechita's Chutz, Kmandach and Kinnadami, that you're never going to get. That because the Kodesh is Beisoid Kotche Bamaktana. And there you could Beisoid Shechita wherever you want. So even though it's in this Kaddish Aideh, the Mechitzas, of the Bamav Daila, it won't get the positive soul of command of Shechita Chutzim Kaimli. And really, it's pushed to the whole din of Rabbah, of Shechita's Darim, which is a positive soul, is only based on this second din, that it's not just a lack of a kiyum of Shechita Safar, but that Darim is the wrong place. So, Mela by Kachin Bamaktan, Shechlisim, Bamakdela, we don't have that aspect of Darim, and Mela, it's Pasha that Rabbah would reach Rav Yosef, and him all alayir. We now start the Sugya of Zerikat's Pickle, the dinner of Rav Gedal Marav. Today, Rav Yosef is taking a Sugya in many ways. Let's start. So, Rav Gedal here says that Zerikat's Pickle is not Maiti Basar Kachi Kachi Midei Me'ila, and it's not Mevi Muri Kachi Kalmi Midei Me'ila. I know it doesn't have a Torah Zerika Bechlal, Lagabe Dinei Me'ila. And Rav Papa argues that on Rav Gedal. Rav Papa asks a question from Lachmei Taida, as we'll see. Rav Papa Meisa argues on the dinner of Rav Gedal. The whole Emshach of the Gemara asks questions on Rav Gedal. We see there's a Nida about the dinner of Rav Gedal. L'chayra Tepela, what was the Chiddush of Rav Gedal? Rav Gedal so Pashat. What's the Malkum to argue on Rav Gedal? Hare, we need a Shaset Jol Kehanim. And Shrikas Pigol, like all other Psulim, Pashat that it does not make a Shaset Jol Kehanim. The Basar isn't Mutter after Shrikas Pigol, it's Asr. It's even Chayf Kuris. If you eat the Basar after Shrikas Pigol. So what Bechlal is a Nidain about the dinner of Rav Gedal? So Taitis explains here that because Rikas Pigul works to be Muratul Pigulai, because you need Hartzuas Kosher Kach Hartzuas Pasol, so too, you would think that it works Lagabe Me'ila. So let's explain. The Gemara that Taitis quotes, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chav Ches, it says there in the Gemara, you need Hartzuas Kosher Kach Hartzuas Pasol. Which the Gurnaf Kamini that's mentioned there and other places from this din of Hartzuas Kosher means that you need that there should be no other psul besides the pigul. If you have machshev is pigul in any of the four avodas or in all of the four avodas, carbon is pigul. But if there's some other psul that gets involved, then the carbon will not be pigul. For instance, if you just didn't do zrika at all, or if the dam is lon, nitma, and then you do zrika, or there you think other machsheves psul, like chutzim kaimai, or shalei l'shma by Pesach and Chatos, you do some other psul in the carbon besides pigul, then there's no chiv pigul. That's an afkamina of this din of kartzos kosher kachartzos pasul. So the pshutai, we'd say that it's said here that it's an example that pigul has to be similar to Hartzuas Kosher. Beside pigul is 100% pasul, but it just the way to bring out the psul of pigul is doing it similar to the way that you bring a carbon to kashrus. That'd be the simple way to understand the Gemara. If we would understand that way, then Taisus would make no sense, and our sugi would make no sense. Why would we think that Zrikas pigul works for Me'ila? Zrikas pigul, as we said, is entirely Zrika b'psul. And just, there's a tenai in how to do Zrikas pigul, and there can't be any other psul involved. Fine, but why would we think that this Zrika works for Me'ila, for Basar Kachi Kachim, and Imur Kachim Kal? So it's Muchach in our Gemara, and in Taisus, that the site of Kertzos Kachar Kachar's Pasul means something else. Means that pigul has a certain level of ritzui. Pigul is different than other psulim. Other psulim are just pasul. There's nothing else involved. Carbon is pasul. You don't do anything more to make the psul. When zar does kabbalah, or when you or the dam is lon or nitma or all these things, the carbon is pasul and so it's finished. Pigul is different. Pigul has a certain level of ritzui. The way to make the carbon becomes pigul is by creating a different type of ritzui, a ritzui of pigul, but it's a type of ritzui. And in order to get that type of ritzui, you can't have any other psul involved. Because when you want to make a ritzui, it has to be kosher. So too by pickle, which has its own type of ritzui. So you can't have any other psul involved in the karba. That's what pickle is. And because pickle has a certain level of ritzui, so there's a tzad to say that ritzui works for me'ila. To be mitzi batzer kachim kachim midei me'ila. To be mevi muru kachim kalam midei me'ila. All that is based on the certain level of ritzui you have by pickle. So this yisayit, as we're saying, is mavur in our Gemara, but not only in our Gemara. Also, in there are two other Gemaras in Zvachim that say the same yisayit. One is enough pei talad and beis. Gemara there says that for the din of psulei b'kodesh imalu lo yerdu according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need that there should be a hechsher b'makom acher. It's not an entire psul. An entire psul can pass the carpet entirely. But a psul that has a hechsher somewhere else, so this type of psul is allows the carbon to be niskadish, that if it gets to mizbeach, we could be makter it. So Gemara says that what's by pigle? Why by pigle is the carbon in malo lo yirid? Harry pigle has no hechsher makom acher. Says the Gemara, hoyelu miratza lepigulei. Because it creates a ritzui for pigle, therefore, it's also mekadesh the carbon. If pigul would be just passeling and no more like other psulim, the Gemara makes no sense. Why the Maisa does not have a hechsher makom acher? The Maisa before in the Gemara, the inyan of srikas pigul is a certain type of ritzui, and therefore. Once we see that pigle can make a ritzui, so it has a certain level of kiddush and kiyum karba. Maybe it works from alo yerid. Another gemara in daf lamed aleph and beis in zvachim. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, does the pasul make shirayim? If a zar or another type of pasul does zrika, which is not a good zrika, but you're still more dam in the tzavar. You're not yet finished doing kabbalah sadam. Can you be makabal more dam and do another zrika? And Rabbi Yochanan says that ein lecha pasul oisa shirayim ela chutz zmanim chutz mkaymay holu maratin lepigulei. Other psulim do not make shirayim in the carbon. They're not the keem of the zrika of the carbon. So they say there's no room for another zrika. They allow for more zrikas. That's a very regular psula. But pigle, because pigle creates a ritzui, so the carbon already got a ritzui. It got a ritzui of pigle. And mela, there's no room for any other zrika. Because we already accomplished the zrika of the carbon. That is before the Gemara there. You see in both of these Gemaras, pigle makes a certain ritzui. So now we understand the nidin of the sugya. Understand, there's makom to say that pigle, the zrikas pigle, can make a certain ritzui in the karbon, and maybe it could work for me'ila. That's the akdama to the sugya. That's akdama number one. But now, getting more into me'ila, this sugya is still difficult. Because even though we see in those sugyas in Zvachim that zrikas pigle has a certain ritzui in the karbon, But by mi'ila, l'chayrit shesil should not work. Because we saw in our Mishnah that the aside of being mighty butzer kachi kachi midei mi'ila is getting a shas hetcher l'kayhan. Being that the butzer is edible. Now the kayhanim can go and eat it. Hare b'zrikas pigol, avad there's no shas hetcher l'kayhanim. There's no tzad that the kayhanim can actually go and eat it. Hare, it's not only the pus like all psulim, it's much worse than other psulim. It even has kares. So it's entirely usr. It's very, very usr. This is Srikas Pigel. So in Cain, what was a tzad that it could be, that it would wake a shasetcha l'kayhanim to be mighty midei me'ila? Similarly, we can ask about a murikachim kalim to bring them to me'ila. The idea of the zrika that brings the emurah kachim kalim to me'ila is one that makes them mutter for akhtara. It's mining them for akhtara. The zrika's pigol is the zrika's psul. How does it bring the emurah midei me'ila? So, Lemaisa, it's not so pasha that Zerikas Pigal is not a Zerika Materis. Even though that's what we would assume in Asvara, that Zerikas Pigal is not a Zerika Materis. Lemaisa, by seeing the sugyas, we see that it's not so pasha. It could be that Zerikas Pigal is considered a Zerika Materis. Which means that the isturim that the korban had before Zerika are talking mutarai after Zerika's pigal. The korban had it. There's an isur to eat basar lifnei Zerika. There's an isur kodesh in the korban. All of these isurim are hutar. They become mutarai de Zerika's pigal. That pigal is chayv kares is a new isur. It's an entirely new isur. But it's not symbolic of the fact that the korban didn't have a heter. No, the oilam the korban had a heter. Zerikas pigal b'yisoid is a zerika that's matir. That's matir the isurim that existed beforehand. And just there's a new isur of eating the basar of pigal. Where do we see this? Comes from a gemara in a Dharma of Yud Aleph Mud Beis. Gemara there brings the savik of Rami Bar Chama. If by din of atfasa by nedarim, person has to be. As to when he wants to make something usher to him with a koinam, with an isra neder. So you matfis in something that's usher with another neder. You have a carbon, which we came usher a day neder, and now you take a loaf of bread. You take the loaf of bread. It's like the carbon. So that's a tatfasa bedavar hanader, and then that works to make hatfasa. The person is matfis in something which is usher, but if it wasn't usher a day neder, like b'sar chazir, these things, so then it's not hatfasa. And the piece of bread is still mutter. So Rami Bar Chama there has a suffix. A person is matfis in basar shlomim after zrika. This piece of basar shlomim which is after zrika. Now it's mutter to be eaten. And the person takes a loaf of bread, and he says zeh kozeh. The loaf of bread is like the basar shlomim. Do we say that teira ka matfis, that the basar shlomim is right now is mutter? So too the bread is going to be mutter. Or do we say that be'ikrei kamatvis? The person is being matvis in the way the piece of shlomim was originally. It was originally aser. Tov zrika, the baser was aser. So because it was be'yisoidei, it was a davar ha'anoder, this piece of shlomim, before the zrika, it was a davar ha'aser. It was aser, and it was aser because of a neder. So therefore it's considered hatfas. That's the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. So the Mar brings a raya to Rami Bar Chama there. The Mar springs from the Mishnah, and the person is matfis in basar of pigal or noiser. And it's before in the Mishnah that it's a good atfasa. That fasa works. The kikar is asr. Says the Gemara that pigal and noiser are obviously talking about after zrika. So in Cain, if we'd say that Betera Kamatvis and also a Pigal and Noiser, it should not be Hatfasa, because Betera Kamatvis. And from the fact that Mishnah says that Hatfasa is Chal, we see that Be'ikroi Kamatvis. And Be'ikroi, it's considered a Davra another, because before Zrika, it was Asr. That's the Gemara. So the Hainu, before in the Gemara, that if you're Matvis in Pigal and Noiser as they are right now, then that is not considered hatfas. So the Rush there explains, says the Rush, that pigal and noiser are after zrika, because you're only chayiv and noiser. Gemara Menachos, person only chayiv and eating noiser after there was a zrika, and also pigal, says the Rush, you need to have a zrika bekashrus, din of hartzah is kasher, kach hartzah is pasul. So both pigal and noiser had a kiyum zrika in the karban. And mitzad the original isser of the karban, there no longer exists an isser. The isser that there are of pigal and noiser is a new isser, but that's a davar ha'aser. That's not a davar ha'noter. So both pigal and noiser, even though right now they're aser to eat, but those are new isserim. The isser that exists in mitzad the karban is finished once you came to Azrika. So if your matzah says they are right now, it should be mutter. That's how the Rush explains the Gemara. So, but l'chayr, there's a makom gadol l'chad between pigal and noiser. Noiser is talking about the zrika of the carbon was done entirely b'echsheiroi. And then afterwards, you left over the basar. So there we understand that there's no more iser of the original carbon is no longer here. Because you did a proper zrika. But pigle, it's true you did a zrika, but you did a zrika b'psul. You did a zrika as pigle. And yet, the Rosh says, api the Gemara, that's considered that the original Isra of the Karbon is no longer here. So the Mefurish and the Sugi and the Durim, as the Rosh explains, that a zrika as pigle is considered a zrika materis. So chino ledin, Mefurish and Gemara. So that, with that, you understand the nidan of our sugya. You understand the reason to say, to argue on Rav Gittel, and to say that Zerika works to be mighty basar kachri kachri midei me'ila. Because Zerika's pigle is a Zerika materitz. Klar, mamish mefurish gemara to explain our gemara. However, this gemara in Adarim is too good. The Rashash there in Adarim asks on the Rosh, that what's pshat in Rav Gittel? Rav Gittel holds that Zerika's pigle does not work for me'ila. Why not? If the Gemara in Adarim says that Zrika's pigle is considered a Zrika Materis, it gets rid of all the previous Yisurim in the Karbon, and Isur that exists now is a new Isur. So why does it not work for Me'ila? A pellet. The Gemara in Adarim is a beautiful pshat in Rav Papa, but it's Kenmamish Keneged Rav Gittel. So says the Rashash. And the Rosh is going Bidas Rav Papa. The Gemara there that brought the riot to Rami Bar Chama from Pigle held like Rav Papa that Zrika's Pigle is considered a Zrika Materis. But Rav Gittel argues, Rav Gittel holds Zrika's Pigle is not a Zrika Materis. And B'zeh Gufa Nechleku, Rav Papa and Rav Gittel, whether Zrika's Pigle is a Zrika Materis. That's the Malach of the Rosh. So Kopanim, we have at least some Afurish Gemara telling us that Zrika's Pigle is a Zrika Materis. And I'll be the Rashash, that group is a machlekes of Rav Papa and Rav Gittel. That's how the Rosh can here learn the sugya by us. However, the Tesis and the Ran in the Dharam there, they both say that the Gemara was not bringing a raya from Pigle. The whole raya of the Gemara, Tarim Bar Chama, was only from Nicer, not from Pigle. They changed the gears in the Gemara. They say, don't be Geiris Pigle. The Gemara's raya is only from Nicer. Because Rigat's pigle is also, it's not a Rigat Materis. Kevich in his pagel, ain't Rigat's Matir also. Once it became pigle, so the Rigat's no longer going to be Matir. So Gemara is only proved from Nicer. That's the way they learn the Gemara. So that's very nice in Rav Gittel. But what about Rav Papa? The Rishani mean to say, Rishani just were explaining the Gemara that way because the halacha is like Rav Gittel? Or did the Rishonim held that even Lafi Rav Papa, it's not called a Zrika Materis? The Rishonim are changing the gears in the Gemara. They weren't willing to explain the Gemara Lafi Rav Papa by us. It's not that the Rishonim held that everyone agrees that Zrika's pigle is not considered a Zrika Materis. That would be the Mashmites of Mimi Divrei. It's in the Maisa in Mishnah Srebaran, in the Sugya Divina Simen Yud Beis, and Menachas Semites, he's Oymer and this Machlekes, the Rosh and the Ran. The Machlekes, the Rosh and the Ran is Machlekes, whether Zrika's Pigle or Zrika Materis. But what do we do with our Sugya? If the Ran holds that, everyone holds that it's not a Zrika Materis. That's the Stimas of the Ran and the Taisvis. So what do we do with Rav Papa and our Sugya holds that Zrika's Pigle works for to be mighty Batshar Kachi Kachi Midei Me'ila? This, Lachar, is a big Raya. Our sugya is a big raya to Rav Chaim, we mentioned yesterday. Rav Chaim says that in order to be mighty basar kachri kachri midei me'ila, we do not need a zrika materis. As long as with Nizkayim, the zrika and the karbon, then the basar is no longer kachri Hashem. Rav Chaim said in Afkamina that zrika shalei b'mkaymai, even though it's not matcha the basar, it still works for to be mighty midei me'ila. Because it was Nizkayim, the Zrika, and the Karbon. That's the Hagdara that Reb Chaim says. So that would be very Yishmak, our Sugya. But also Zrika's Pigle, even though it's not a Zrika Materis. But it's a Kiyim of the Zrika and the Karbon. The Mele that works, the Mighty Basar Kachri Midei Me'ila. Givaldik. Reb Chaim, it's Mamish. Givaldik, Pshat, and Rav Papa. Oh. But, number one, we have to know that Reb Chaim said, as he said, Lagabi Basar Kachri Kachri. Rav Chaim also said it, say it lagabe emurei kachim kalim. That be pshutai, what I've heard from in Bristol, they say not. Because Basar Kachay Kachem, once it's kind of Zrika, then we want to be Maitzi Mikachay Hashem. It's no longer Miyuchad Hashem. So that is enough that it's this guy who's drinking the carbon. But the Zrika V'imuri Kachem Kalim, there you need to be matching them, to be miming them L'chila Kavoya. So if the Zrika is not a Zrika Materis, it does not create them for their din. And the heart does not work to be Maitzi, to be Mavi, Imuri Kachem Kalim L'dei Me'ila. That's one aura, big aura, and the sukkah by us is dealing also with a muri kashim kalim. That's one big aura. And the second aura is that even if this works with Yerub Chaim, that once Zrika's pickle is a Zrika in the carbon, like the Gemara's in Zvachon that we quoted, Zrika in the carbon, that's the sheet of Yerub Chaim. We mentioned already yesterday that Taisus in Zvachon argues on Yerub Chaim. Taisus holds that Zrika Shlevim Kaimai does not work to be Moiti Basar Kachi Kach Midei Me'ila. And if Zrika Shlevim Kaimi doesn't work for that, the Lachar Kol Shekein, Zrika's Pigel should not work for that. Because Zrika's Pigel is a possible Zrika in the carbon. Zrika Shlevim Kaimi is a Kiyum in the Zrika in the carbon. It's get by and get kapara. But Zrika's Pigel is not even that, it's worse than that. And if Zrika Shlevim Kaimi doesn't work, the Lachar Kol Shekein, Zrika's Pigel should not work. So how do we explain our Sugya? A very difficult Sugya. The Sefer Menachos Shleim over here, it's Masber. You saw it in Me'ila, that Basar Kachi Kachim and Emuri Kachim Kal. That it's Muchach Mar Sugya from Rav Papa, to Ryan and Taisvis. We do not need a Zrika Materis. The Mishnah says we do need a Zrika Materis. So the Mishnah never says you need it to be much mamish for Kayanim. Could be that the Yisoid of the Mishnah is the Zrika has to bring the Basar into the realm of the Kayanim. It has to make it Shaykh to Achilat Sedit. And who adin fe'imuri kachim kalim? It has to make the imurim Mizbeach Dik. It has to make them Shaykh to the Mizbeach. That's what we're looking for in a Zrika that works for Me'ila. It's not to be Matir Befoyal, but to make it, bring it into that realm. Well, what's the pshat? So start with Emuri Kachim Kalim. It's mavur in the beginning of Mizbeach Makadesh and the Pigyom and Beis that Emuri Kachim Kalim Shehelon Mizbeach Lefnei Zrikas Domim. So there's a tzad to say that Im Olu Yerdu. Why should it be Im Olu Yerdu? Only by Emuri Kachim Kalim. By Emuri Kachim Kachim it's Im Olu Lo Yerdu. By Emuri Kachim Kalim there's a tzad to say that it's Im Olu Yerdu. Why? So Rashi explains there in the Pigyom and Beis. Because the Emuri Kachim Kalim are different than Emuri Kachim Kachim. They're not yet Huvru L'Chelek Gavoya. They're not delineated, they're not set aside to the Chelek Gavoya. Because the whole carbon is a carbon of Kachim Kalim, which means that B'Yisoyed it's Sheikh to the Bailim, it's not Miyuchad L'Hashem. So even the Emurim Sheboy is not considered Miyuchad L'Hashem until you do a Zrika. They're not Bechlal Sheikh to Gavoya. Until you do a Zrika. So therefore, if they get to the Mizbeach before a Zrika, there's a tzad to say that I'm Olu Yerdu. V'akopanim, we see this Nakuda, what we need is this Nakuda, and Emuri Kachim Kalim are not Huvaru L'Chela Kavoya. That's the Gabi Emuri Kachim Kalim before Zrika. And Rashi, Menachos, and Daf Mem Zayinim and Beis, says a similar Yisoyed L'Gabi Basar, Kachim Kachim. The Basar is not Huvrar. La'adam until Shah Zrika. The Zrika is Mevarer the Basar to Achilas Adam. That's what's accomplished by day of the Zrika. So the goal of the Zrika is to set aside each chelik of the carbon for what its role is. Until the Zrika, everything is Mu'uraf, everything is part of one big carbon. The Zrika comes and it's says the Basar, you go to the Kayanim, or to the Bailim. The Emurim, you go to the Gavaya. The Zrika is setting each thing into its role, where it's supposed to be heading towards. That's the job of the Zrika. And Mela, there's Malcolm to say that Zrika's Pigel, which is also a key of Zrika in the carbon, it also works to delineate the Basar for the Kayanim and the Emurim for the Mizbeach. It makes them in the right realm. It's setting them in their path. It sets the basar towards them, to the kahanim, and it sets the emor to the mizbeach. L'maisa, it's not actually matir those dinim. It's asr to do those, to eat the basar or to makter the emor. But it's delineating the carbon in the right direction, all the halakim in the right direction. So in this way, it could be that it's better than zrika shalabim kaimai. Tyson Zvachim holds that zrika shalabim kaimai does not work to be moiti basar midei me'ila. Because that zrika wasn't a zrika for the basar. That zrika works for kapara. But it didn't work to create the basar into the realm of kayanim. But the zrika of pigle, as we'll see more tomorrow, as Tyson explains this better, this you say, but the zrika of pigle is considered a unique zrika for the basar. It works in the basar itself. And therefore, there's a tzad to say, Rav Papa held that this zrika can work to creating the basar into the realm of kahanim and emurim into the realm of the mizbech. So just to summarize very quickly, the three mahalchim that we saw had explained this sugya. What's its makom to argue in Rav Gidol? One is the Rosh Nedarim, that zrika's pigul is considered a zrika hamateres. That's option A. Option B is Api Rav Chaim, that we don't need a zrika materis. All we need is the key of zrika in the carbon. And option C was somewhere in the middle, that it's not actually a zrika materis, but it's not enough with the zrika in the carbon. It's a zrika that talks to the basar, that's setting the basar towards its din. It's not actually mater b'foil. It could be that zrika is enough for me'ilah. Last point for today is the raya of Rav Papa. Rav Papa brought a kasha on Rav Gidol. Asked from Lach Meitayda. From Lach Meitayda, we see not like Rav Gidol. That Shechitas Pigol works for Lach Meitayda. There we see not like Rav Gidol. We shouldn't have a tumult. What in the world is the raya of Rav Papa? There's no me'ila there. There the question is to mekadesh the lechem. Where do we see from there legabi dinam of me'ila? So Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom say that the lechem Lach Meitayda was niskadesh umayal in boy. That this shechitas pigol works to give me'ila by the lach me'itayda. So you see that pigol works for me'ila. That's how they explain the Gemara. However, it's a pella, the Rashi, and it's Rabbeinu Gershom. Firstly, lach me'itayda is kachem kala. Well, kachem kala does not have me'ila, never. Only they murim after zrika. But the lechem is eaten by the baila. Why should there be me'ila? That's Taiz asks this question. Taiz doesn't quote Rashi. I believe never quotes Rashi, but Taiz mentions its tzad in the Gemara, and he's not that it can't be, because kachem kalav don't have me'ila. And number two, is that even if we would say for some reason that lach me'itayda are more chomer than other kachem kalav, and they do have me'ila, but if they're not going to be any more chomer than kachem kachem, hari kachem kachem, once you do zrika, there's no longer me'ila. And here, in Zmash and Rashi, in the Maskel Amrle Bezrika, that the Zrika here creates Me'ila by the Lechem. It's a Pela Mamish. How could the Zrika create Me'ila by the Lechem? After Zrika, you eat the Lechem. That's another Pela in Rashi himself. But Iker Pshar in the Gemara, though, is already enough of Pela. Like Taiz asks, what in the world is it said there should be Me'ila by Lach Me'itayda? Not for Pela. I don't know Pshat in Rashi. Taisa brings down Shem Rabbeinu Meir. That's the correct year synthesis. Taisa Divir Maschel Alma. In the Shita Nois Chav Beis, where the year synthesis is Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir says the Raya of the Gemara is from Trumas Lach Meitayda. That by every Lach Meitayda, one you have 10 Lachamim, and one of them you give to the Kayan. So on that, the Rabbeinu Meir says there's Me'ila. And that the Gemara says we see that Shechitas Pigol works to create Me'ila by the Trumas Lach Meitayda. So Taisa asks on Rabbeinu Meir that why is it different than Chos of a Sheik of a Shlomim, which also is given to Kayhan. And still there's no Me'ila. So Lachor Rabbeinu Meir will hold the Nechanami by Chos of a Sheik, also there's Me'ila until Zerika. Just like by the Trumas Lach Meitayda, there's an Ila until Zrika, and the Zrika is Matirit. So it could be also that by Chazan Sheik, also there's an Ila until Zrika. But the Iker Pshat of Rabbeinu Meir is another Pellet. why should the fact that it goes to Kayhanim be a reason for Mi'ila? The fact that it goes to Kayhanim L'Chayra is a reason that it's Mutter. Here the Rebbeinu Meir says, because it's going to Kayhanim, that's the reason why it should have Mi'ila. And so the Shita Mikovetz explains to Rebbeinu Meir, because it's going to Kayhanim. Why is the Kayhanim a Siba for Mi'ila? So Rav Menachem Zemba in Shuvas Zera Avram, Simin Yud Zayin Sivkatan Chavdalim, says, following Yisrael, tremendous Yisrael, says Rav Menachem Zemba, Umavur, after the call makam zrika moitzi midei mi'ila, hainu da'achar azrika, kohanim kibayla. So even though by zrika by kachay kachim, the zrika is moitzi midei mi'ila, even though it goes to kohanim, says that's because the kohen there is like a bayla. The kohen, when the kohen comes to eat it, he's eating it like it's his. He has the right to eat it. So that's why it's moitzi midei mi'ila. Avram Mikol Mokoim, Mashuhu Lukayhanim, Begeder Kayhanim, Roy Limol Boy Aide Ruyezu Lukayhanim. Mishapir Kaidim Zrika Havi Bar Mi'ila, Bitsad Ruyez Lukayhanim. Says Ramanachem Zemba, a Kayin wears two hats. He's two different roles, a Kayin. A Kayin is Mitzad Echor, he's Shluchay Deshmaya. He's Eat Mishochan Gavaya. There's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the carbon. The carbon belongs to Hashem. The Kohen is acting as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that the carbon is going for him. The carbon is miyuchad Hashem in the fact that it's miyuchad the Kohanim. Because the Kohanim also is a shluchay d'shmayaza. So a carbon that's heading towards Kohanim is a reason that there should be mi'ila. Because the Kohen acts as Yishluchei Deshmai. And that's why that's a reason that there should be Mi'ila. So this Trumas Lach Meitoyta, which is heading for Kayhanim, is a Siba for Mi'ila. Even though we see, says Rav Menachem Zemba, that after Zrika, when the Basar is actually being eaten by Kayhanim, it's Yot Midei Mi'ila. Says Rav Menachem, that's something else. That's when the Kohen is Lamaisa eating it, then he's getting it as his own meat. When his zrika is actually maturit, then now it becomes right to the kohanim to be eaten as an individual, as for him as his own zchus. So the kohen before zrika, the fact that something is heading for the kohanim is a reason there should be meila. But when after zrika, then the zchus of the kohen is something that's moiti midei meil. It's Gevaldi Yesod of Rav Menachem Zemba to explain the Shita of Rabbeinu Meir. Sorry. But the last Mahalach in the Sugya is the Mahalach of Teitz himself. Teitz has a different Mahalach. And the Gemara is bringing a ride from the Kiddush of the Lechem. That why the Lechem is only this Kaddish if the Shechita was done properly. The Shechita's Pigol, the Chayre is the Shechita. That's not proper. It's a possible shechita in carbon. How does that work for kiddush halachah? Elamai, it's muach that shechita's pigul is considered a shechita behechsher. That's how Tosfos explains the Rai. Oh. However, Tosfos Zocher Apella, Beryl Salvechik and the Shirim asks Tosfos Apella. He's before in the second Menachos and Dafayin Tess. Any shechita which makes the carbon himala lo yerid, even a shechita psula, as long as the carbon is a molo yerid, that shechita works to be mekadesh the lechem. Before in the Gemara there, that even if the toid is a balas mum, but if it's balas mum in a dukin shebaayin, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the din is a molo yerid, the shechita is mekadesh it, and it's mekadesh the lechem. In gain, it's pashut, why shechita's pigol should work for kiddush alechem. Because the din of pigol is a molo yerid, so mail it works for kiddush alechem. What's the need in here in Rav Gittel? Why should this be a right to the sugya of Rav Gittel? As long as it works from all, Rav Gittel agrees that it works from all lo yerid. If it works from all lo yerid, so maybe it works for kiddush alechem. Pella. Answers Rav Beryl that pigol is betzim worse than other psulim. It's true by all other psulim, it's enough that it's a lo yerid and it works for kiddush alechem. Pigol not. Pigol there's a chiv kares. Therefore, it should be worse. And the only reason Rav Papa held And a taka works for Kiddush Alechem, it's because it also works for Me'ila. That's what Rebbe Arel explains. What's the explanation? Why should a taka be worse? Because it has the Chiv Karis. So it could be that what Rebbe Arel means to say is that the Hartzav Pikul is a different type of Ritzui. Pikul creates its own Ritzui, a Pikul type of Ritzui. So it has a certain level of Ritzui. That's why it's a Malo Yerid. Because it's a bad type of Ritzui, it's an Asur and Pasul type of Ritzui. So that's why we would think that it does not work for Kiddush Alechem. The fact that it works for Kiddush Alechem, it's right that Be'etzem, the Zrik of Pigel, is considered a Zrik of Behechsher. And Me'ila could also work for Me'ila. So I'm sure the Tais understood the Rai of the Gemara. I can't for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.